takes us now to the courtroom of the high priest Caiaphas, where we find the Lord Jesus alone in the midst of an excited mob. Alone, that is, except for one curious disciple. It's a chilly night, and the disciple stands by a small fire of coals, somewhat removed from the main auditorium. We hear him saying,
"No! I am not a follower of that man. I don't know him. I have never seen him. Oh, Lord, what have I done? That rooster. The master told me this would happen. He told me I'd deny him 3 times before the rooster crowed twice. Here he comes. Now he's looking at me. His eyes, they're burning right through me. Oh, master, I have sinned. What shall I do?"
This is Peter, whose name means rock. This was a man of courage who never would be compelled to deny his Savior. All the distance from the Garden of Gethsemane to the courtroom, Peter had faithfully followed his captured master. And when the moment of decision came for him, he had but one answer, a denial of his Savior. What Peter did then is what any person might do as he tries to escape from himself. He could only go home that night confused and utterly miserable. Jesus, his Lord, who had so confidently said, "I am the life," was now in the grave after a cruel punishment. Hope? Hardly. Living could now be only empty and useless. And so he found it. After tossing in his bed the whole Friday night and sitting gloomily in his room all the long Sabbath without eating, the bright sun and chirping birds that brought in the first day of the week meant very little to him. What more could he do than go out to search for some of the other disciples?
Oh, greetings, Peter. Peter, do you recall when the master said, "I have desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer"? Do you think he really knew that he was going to be killed like this?
I'm not sure I know anything, James. I certainly didn't think he would give in so easily.
Well, I've been thinking, and it surely doesn't make any sense to put together all the words that our Lord spoke. Why did he claim he was a king and would seat us on thrones if he knew he would die before he even began to organize an army?
Yes, and what's even more confusing is what he meant about this forgiveness of sins. How could he forgive us from perishing when he himself would perish? Listen, what's that?
Andrew!
The grave is empty. Somebody took the master's body from the tomb.
It can't be. It was sealed securely. How do you know?
The women told me. 3 of them went to the tomb at dawn to anoint the body, and when they arrived there, they found the stone door rolled away and the seal shattered.
But there was a Roman guard. It's impossible. How did the women get in?
Yes, they told me they found 2 men dressed in white sitting where the master lay.
Who were they? What did they say?
Well, that's the part that I don't quite understand. The men just said, "We know that you're looking for Jesus. He isn't here. He is risen."
He's what? He's risen?
Come on, let's look at that tomb.
There it is. Look, just like they said, the grave is open.
Shall we go in?
Certainly. We've got to know the truth about this.
There's where we laid him.
And there are his garments.
And look. Look, there's something strange about this. Like it was supposed to happen. As if it were planned. Do you recall how he always spoke about rising on the 3rd day?
Peter, you don't think.
I know what I'm thinking, and I'm sure of it. Brothers, the master is alive. That's what he meant when he spoke of suffering and dying, and rising again the 3rd day. James, Andrew, our brother Jesus really is God. This proves it. have been with us all the time that the Lord Jesus was among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us. One of these men must become a witness with us to his resurrection and his ascension.
That was a powerful sermon you preached yesterday, Peter. What do you think of Matthias for a new disciple?
John, there can be only one way to judge a man for a position in the service to the Master. He must be so filled with the love of Jesus that he is glad to sacrifice his whole life to spread the news about that love. And not merely that, not merely to spread it, but as he said when he ascended into heaven, we are to go into every part of the world. That is our task. We can't shrink from it. Next day, when the day of Pentecost comes, are you going to be with us?
Very definitely. I wouldn't miss a festival for anything. I'll stop by for you on the way up.
All right.
This is the biggest Pentecost festival we've had since I can remember. They're here from all over Palestine. There are some from Greece. Those over there by the camels must be Egyptians. And look, I wonder where they live. They look so tired and aren't talking much.
I spoke to one of them this morning. He said he'd spend several days traveling from Persia. Not much wonder that there are so many people here today.
Well, here come some more of the disciples. Good day, Andrew, John, Philip. Hello there, Matthias.
We've been looking all over for you two. Didn't think of looking here in the temple steps. What do you say? Let's join the rest inside.
Sure. Let's go on in.
Brothers, we have come together to discuss the will of our Master. The very simple command he left us when he ascended to heaven to...
What's that sound? Wind! And look, a small tongue of fire on James.
And there's one on you, Peter.
And on all the disciples.
To save all men, crucified by you. Drunken!
Be still! Be still, men of Judea! Listen and learn what I have to say. These men are not drunk as you think they are. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy of our father Joel, who said, I will pour out my spirit and they shall prophesy. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, Jesus of Nazareth, who lived among you doing miracles, you crucified with wicked hands. This Jesus was the plan of God from eternity. He is the Christ whom God sent and raised from the dead. Let all Israel know certainly, therefore, that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ. What shall you do? There is but one thing to do. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you too shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and live in fellowship with Christ and his believers.
The festival of Pentecost was to Peter a new gasp of air. Once again, Peter became the bold-spirited disciple of Jesus. But it was a different kind of boldness. It was a spirit filled with the urgency of spreading the truth about his Savior. Before Jesus' death, Peter's courage was built on an insecure knowledge of Christ's kingdom. Now it rested firm on the assurance that the death and resurrection of his Lord was the only way of escaping the penalty of man's sin. This message Peter set himself to deliver, and he preached it with power. Listen as he is one day approaching the temple with John.
It's difficult to believe the church is growing so rapidly. Every day sees many converts added to our number.
Yes, Matthias. The church is continuing to grow. The Lord is continuously, graciously blessing our efforts. Pray that he may never cease. Here's the temple. Let's go up in the temple and see what...
Alms, mercy, have pity on a lame body. Alms for a poor soul.
Greetings, my friend. I have no silver or gold, but I can give you what I do have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk.
Huh? What? I can stand. Hey, look, I can walk. Thank God. All praise be to the Almighty God.
Peter, that could only be the power of God. Look over there. See how those people wear surprised faces.
Yes. We must teach them the power of God. You men of Israel, why are you so surprised at this? Why do you look as if we did this by our own power or holiness? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has glorified his son Jesus, whom you denied before Pilate and crucified on the cross. He was the Holy One you killed. But God raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses of that fact. Faith in his name is the power that made this lame man strong. Now, since you know that Christ's suffering was foretold by the prophets, repent ye, be converted, and let your sins be blotted out. The Lord Jesus will continue to refresh your souls and give you peace. Just as faith made this lame man strong, so also this same faith in Jesus Christ can be your strength if you will but accept it.
So Peter went on day after day about his faith. Some days he was more successful than others, but non-success could not discourage him, for he was so filled with zeal to spread the gospel message that he almost forgot that there were all other disciples who were also preaching the gospel. Several times he was made to defend himself because of the Council of Jerusalem, for the enemies of the gospel were very anxious to get rid of Peter. Unable, however, to find sufficient evidence of any wrongdoing, the council let Peter go. So he went on preaching. Peter worked very hard in and about Jerusalem to build up the church among the Jews. It was as though he was pursuing a certain line of seminary study. And when he graduated, the Christian church at Jerusalem sent him far from Palestine to preach the gospel news to the Jews who were scattered all over the world.
You men of Israel, as you are strangers in this land of Egypt, so also you are strangers on earth. You need a guide. The prophets of Israel for years were telling of this guide who was to lead the Jews throughout the world. Citizens of Babylon, I am calling you to repentance of the prophets. Recall how your ancestors were once imprisoned by this very land. You are not free, you are still in the fetters of sin. But there is one who can make you free. He it is of whom our fathers spoke. For I know him, for I have seen him. And I, Peter, am to testify to you the truth. Believe in the Christ, and he will set you free from Satan's power.
This was Peter, the one impetuous disciple of Jesus Christ. But the death and resurrection of his Lord made him a bold champion of the gospel. This was his conviction. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who died and rose again, is the Savior of the world. To the task of spreading this message, Peter gave himself. This has been Witness of Joy, presented each day of this Easter week at the same time. We hope that by these dramatic representations from the time of Christ, you have captured somewhat the spirit of joy that filled the Christians after the resurrection of their Lord. Join us again tomorrow when KFUO brings you witness of joy.